In this file, retired pastor Buzz Stevens from Phoenix, Arizona, shares about his experience in retirement, reflecting on his years in ministry, the time since then, and the importance of relationships. He ends by challenging us to reinvent our lives in retirement.
Elizabeth Barrett Browning has a good word of warning for those on the verge of retiring. She suggests we need to measure not the work until the day's out and the labor done. A few months prior to retiring, I began to recall colleagues who retired before me and, like me, never quite turned the corner on increasing attendance or membership in their pastorates. Many of them had given their all for 40 or 50 years and felt deep down they had failed the system. I entered ministry about the time our denomination began to decline in numbers, so I get to take credit for some of the drop. I'm not sure a pensioner who ends his or her work years on that note in any corporation or institution ever quite gets over the feeling of not having made the grade. I was kind of relieved I was not given a final grade for my services at the retirement banquet. I was determined not to wallow in my vocational shortfall by beating up on myself over it, so I began writing on a positive note about what mattered to me in ministry and what didn't. Someone recommended I read a book by Julia Cameron titled Artist's Way, in which she asked readers to commit to writing 3 pages a day for 12 weeks. I had learned from friends who stayed with it that they stayed with it for some years. I began the process the month before I retired in 2001 and have never missed a day since. It's been a cathartic endeavor, and I believe it saved me from plunging into low-grade depression over the first year or two after retiring. In time, I began to deal with the doctrine and faith matters that I question in ministry but never let it out to clergy or laity, and eventually sent papers out to colleagues, seminary classmates, and professors and laypersons. It was a freeing exercise. It was mostly limited to an intellectual process, unfortunately. Frankly, staying positive and hopeful was not easy because I would lapse into criticism so quickly soon after retiring. But in time, I was able to remain optimistic and constructive with a little creative dreaming. I came up with some great ideas on what I think our denomination ought to be doing, but I never felt I could reveal it without slamming the corporation big time on occasion, so I kept it to myself. Those writing moments were fun and therapeutic for me, but I needed some emotional stimulation. Clergy are not so keen on connecting one-on-one with each other and revealing their deepest feelings. Some reason I need to do that. I chose to risk calling active and retired pastors after retiring and asking them to go to lunch. I learned that most would like to accept such invitations, but not many wish to follow through on them for some reason. Early on in my ministry, a colleague accepted my invitation to a lunch meeting, and we ran deep with each other. And I was surprised we were able to be so candid about personal and professional lives. I stayed in the area for several years and never got a counteroffer to meet together. It ticked me off, so I never asked him again. 20 years later, I received a note from him stating he would never forget that lunch meeting, and neither did I. He claimed it meant more to him than I would ever know. Why do we clergy do that to ourselves? I risk now doing the calling that I'm in retirement because it seems no matter what, I need to be with people in a close range. It has little to do with having a crowded calendar, whether active or pensioned, because we know we can carve out an hour and a half whenever we feel like it. It has to become a risky effort and a priority. It's not easy at times whether one is introverted or outgoing. I've also found it necessary and helpful to stay connected with a few seminary classmates, whether they remained in ministry or not. And here's the part that has been crucial for me, and that is to find a couple of non-church people with whom to bond. It may be time to measure the work we've done and to prepare for a life we've left undone.